I'm speaking with Sid Parks, who is the manager of Agronomy Information Services for GrowMart. And they just announced the selection of a company to help them develop a new information services platform. So first of all, Sid, why don't you tell us about what this announcement was and the company that you've chosen?
Well, we are looking to expand the services that we are providing to our FS companies and the farmer patrons that they service. And we have looked in the marketplace and evaluated a lot of the different tools that are available commercially off-the-shelf sorts of programs, and got to the point where we decided that if we're going to have exactly what we're looking for and to be able to customize it and add the features and services that we want for our companies, that we really need to have our own proprietary product and to partner with somebody who had the expertise available to make that happen. And we've been in the software business for years. We have our own IT department within GrowMark, but this is something that's highly specialized and was really outside of our existing expertise, and we wanted to make sure that we partnered with somebody who was able to do that. And after looking and working in the market for some time, we have chosen to work with Ag Integrated.
Now, tell us a little bit more about Ag Integrated. Obviously, you chose them because you felt like they were the best, but what is their expertise in this field?
Well, their name really exemplifies very well what they do. They are a software development company. They provide services for various entities, and I'm not sure who all the companies are that are listed as customers on their website, but they work in the marketplace behind the scenes many times. They work on products or projects with various service providers, and they're the technology experts behind the curtain, so to speak, and they're really good at being neutral. You know, they have various equipment companies, different colors of products that you might encounter, and they can work behind the scenes with lots of them because they aren't professing or recommending or judging one product over another. So their expertise and their ability to be impartial allows them access to a lot of different companies, and that's really one of the things that attracted us to them, is because our system doesn't have all one color of equipment in our fleet, or the farmers that we deal with aren't all working within the same brand. We have to be very flexible and have the ability to talk to different IT departments, different manufacturers, different companies that provide products or services in the marketplace, and that's really what we were looking for, something that was web-based, something that was color neutral, that was available to be accessed from various tools, whether it's a smartphone or a tablet or a PC in an office. As long as you're able to access the internet, you can get out and access our product.
Well, the project sounds really exciting. The FS Advanced Information Services, or FSAIS for short. Tell us more about this project and what your goals are with it.
Well, the basic product is to provide a tool to our members that allows them the ability to have field boundaries to store data like soil tests, as applied maps, yield maps, all those sorts of data types that were being collected. Precision farming for us really started back, you know, over 20 years ago, and making fertilizer prescriptions, variable rate lime and fertilizer prescriptions. When yield monitors came into play, being able to process and utilize yield data, and we do that analyzing performance of products in the field, utilizing that yield data in nutrient replacement maps technology. As we've seen other tools being developed in the marketplace, the application files, the as-applied files, whether it be crop protection products or seeding products. Those sorts of things become important pieces of information. And what has happened over the last several years is as those tools were developed, they might have been utilized best by a particular software or that manufacturer's brand of technology. And we wanted something that could provide a suite of tools in one place that allowed access to multiple types of data or multiple brands or supported formats of data and have it all in one place, and then further have that spatial data be able to talk to our accounting systems so that we can have an integrated solution there. We can create the prescriptions. We can bill from it. We can have access to sales information so that our crop specialists who would be out in the field would be able to pull up their maps, pull up their histories of what farmers produced or what they'd purchased, contracts on fertilizer products and things like that. It would be kind of a one hub or one place for access of all that information. So AIS is really a suite of tools that gives that user the ability to organize, analyze data, and provide recommendations out to their customers.
Well, Sid, do you have a timeline of when you hope to have this platform available?
We are expecting to have it available this fall for our FS companies. We have several people that are using the pre-release version, if I can call it that, the beta software. We've been working on it here for some time and testing it, and we just announced it this week and are making it available. And I expect we will have a fairly rapid adoption by our FS companies here this summer and getting ready for the fall season. And then really full implementation would be, it takes a while to transition users, get everybody trained, and we've got lots of locations and different individuals and down to the farmers, because a farmer would be able to use this for his production information and accessing maps and things too. So it's going to take a while to get all that done, but as far as an actual release date, I would say, we're going to have it in the country and being used, September 1.
Well, that sounds great, Sid, and I'm sure that everybody will be looking forward to seeing the FS Advanced Information Services platform coming out, hopefully, this fall. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.